Hallelujah. Don't sit down yet. See, 2,000 years ago, there was lots of shouting. Lots of shouting going on in the streets of Jerusalem. You know why a lot of shouting was going on in the streets? Because somebody was coming. Somebody was coming, Jim. Somebody was riding a wee donkey into Jerusalem. A declaration was made on the day. The King of Kings was arriving in the city. And there was a reason to shout. So listen, let's do it this way today, but let's not do it from here. See this? Not interested in the mind right now. Interested in the heart. It's heart-to-heart connection with Jesus. So everyone say, Jesus, I love you. Say, Father, I love you. Say, Holy Spirit, I love you. Say, Father, I need you. Jesus, I need you. Holy Spirit, I need you. Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout this morning. Give the Lord a shout. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Take your seat for a minute. Take your seat. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've got some notes. I'm not going to go there quite yet. You see, 2,000 years ago, hallelujah, Jesus had already been down and been baptized and was filled with the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us in John, Luke chapter 4, the Holy Spirit came upon him. He was ready to go and do and achieve everything that Dad had asked him to do. And we know the most torturous things laid before him. This Sunday to this Friday, lots of stuff was going to take place. But on this particular day, on this triumphant entrance, the band have left, and I don't know why. It's okay. They'll come back. Hallelujah. It was a day of triumph, was it not? This was a day of victory. It was a day of joy in the city. Lots, amen. Lots was going on. See, I think, Pastor Debbie, we as a church, we believe we're moving somewhere. And the one thing, or one of the things that we have prayed for, believed for, hoped for, is that we'd lead a church that was absolutely authentic, that it was genuine, that it was real. It just wasn't full of people, but it's full of people that were real, that were genuine, that when they says, Jesus, I love you, they weren't just speaking words. They were speaking from the heart. Because out of the heart, the abundance of good things flow. And joy flows out of the heart. See, joy doesn't generally flow out of the mind. Because the mind is tested and it's warped and it's confused and it becomes difficult. Whoever gets messed up in the mind, Lord have mercy. But out of the heart comes this river, comes this joy, comes this flow. On this day 2,000 years ago, Ernie, let me tell you, there was a lot of joy in the city. A lot of hope in the city. A lot of false hope was also in the city. See, when the people says, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who has come in the name of the Lord, they were looking for a king who was coming to conquer the Roman Empire, to cut them down, to destroy them, but they received the King of Love. Oh, my word. And we today have received the King of Love. Sorry about the PowerPoint. We're not going to go there this morning. We have received the King of joy. We have received the King of peace. We have received the King of love. We have received the King who gives us everlasting life and eternity. We have received him. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just trusting the Holy Spirit. That's all I'm doing right now. Don't worry for the gaps. I am not worried about myself at all. Some people worry about me. Don't. I never worry about myself. But we are believing for something in this community that is radically different. We are looking for something different in this church that God's been waiting for in our church for 1,000,000 years, 1,000 years to come in this place. But that means a total liberation and transformation of the heart, mind, soul, spirit, and body. So that's why we can sing declarations, I believe in the Father, I believe in the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, I believe who he said he is, I believe. Because I believe. But here's the difficulty that we're having right now. 2,000 years ago, the same people shouted, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he. I believe. Oh, Jesus riding the horse. He's come to save us. He's come to set us free. He's come to deliver us. And he had. But they've mistaken the way he was about to do it. You see, correct me if I'm wrong, Pastor. People will show up at Christmas for the Christmas service, they will. They'll show up at Easter for the Easter service. Then for the next 25 Sundays, you'll never see them again till Christmas or till Easter. And what happened on triumphant entrance into Jerusalem was this. The people showed up in their droves, in their multitudes, in their thousands. They showed up to come before their deliverer. He had come to set them free. He had come to set them free. He'd come to heal the brokenhearted. He'd come to loose those who were bound and trapped and confused in sin. He'd come to wash away of their sin-stained life. He'd come to do all that, but they missed all of that. And they cried, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. But you know something? Their Hosannas were hollow. You hear me? Their Hosannas were empty. Empty words. And I believe the word of the Lord for us today is this. God is looking for a people who'll be sincere in their worship, who'll be genuine in their worship. Are you hearing me? Because you're leading us in. Who'll be authentic in their walk with God. We don't want to offer, I'm just coming to Pastor Debbie again, we don't want to offer lip service here, do we? We're not interested in that. We're interested in a heart-to-heart connection with the Holy Spirit. We're praying for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So 2,000 years ago, they all showed up. Six days later, Tim, when the Master hung on the cross, we were the worshippers. We were the Hosanna shouters. Where had they gone? Let us not be a people 2,000 years later who are Hosanna shouters and get caught up in some sort of emotional flavor or feel. Let's get caught up in a heart-to-heart real connection with the Holy Spirit. Let's pray for an absolute and total transformation of our lives, so that when we come together as the corporate, as the body of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, We are a people who are coming together in one accord, in unity, in one place, trusting and believing that the Holy Spirit of God is going to fall upon us and our lives are going to be completely transformed. We are going to be radically changed by the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. And in this place, the glory of God is going to come in such a way that it's not going to be a facade. It's not going to be a mask. It's not going to be just a makeover for 5 minutes. It's going to be the real thing that takes place in here. Because you understand this, when we get real for God, when we get genuine, when we get sincere for God, it's going to attract the lost to this place. The way that Jesus attracted people, see, at this time, they weren't attracted to his disciples or followers because they kind of still didn't get it. They came to see him. They came to see Christ. How do people see Christ today, Sharon? They see it in you. They see it in you. They see Christ in us, the hope of glory. We bring Christ to this place. You know, the greatest imitation we can do, or the greatest imitators we can be, is to imitate in the likeness of Jesus Christ, so people will see Christ when they walk through the doors. Just talking to you. Let us be genuine, church. I have no problem, whatever you want to call yourself, when it comes to faith. But see this heart thing, this heart-to-heart matter? This is what alters everything. Everything that's going on in our life. Our mind will rob us. It will steal from us. It will take from us. It will make us believe things that are not real. It will corrode even the things that are real to make them not real. It will take us and remove us away from the things of God. But see, when you have, and we pray this often, see when you've got clean hands and your heart is pure, you enter into that state of worship that is personal. And so when we come down here this morning, let's not be like the followers or the crowd from 2,000 years ago. Let our shouts not be void. Let them not be empty. Let us not be anxious about anything. Let us just make sure that when we say Hosanna, we're understanding it means deliverer. Come and save me. Come and rescue me. And I don't know about you, but I needed rescued. I needed to be saved. I needed to be brought up out of a horrible, horrible pit. I needed salvation to be for me in my life. Listen, I'll confess, I may be the pastor here, but I still sin. Oh, you might not come back next week. The pastor at MCC sins. But I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That means when I sin and fall short of the glory of God, every one of my sins are forgiven. And I am cleansed and renewed and made new by the touch and presence of God so I can continue to move on. So from time to time, we might fall off the horse. But God shows us the way back, to get back on and to go again. See, sometimes it might surprise. Sometimes you may not feel it being here on a Sunday morning. Oh, and 15 heads went down there, Pastor. Sometimes you may not feel it being. Sometimes I felt it not being here on a Sunday morning. But then Gail nudges me and goes, "You're the pastor at your bed." That's not true. When the alarm goes at 6 a.m., I fall onto the floor and find my black socks for Sunday morning. And when the room's dark, it's no easy to find black socks, Gordon, I don't know. I'll tell you a funny one. I get dressed yesterday morning. I've started to look after my fitness again. It's feeling good about myself again. I thought, I'm going to get back and do a bit of slimming world. So I went to the class yesterday morning at 7 a.m. And the girls are laughing at me, laughing. My T-shirt was inside out. I goes, I thought it'd help me lose weight more. Dressed in the dark. And I thought about that. Sometimes we try to get dressed in the dark too, don't we? Think about that. And we end up putting on things the wrong way, putting on things we shouldn't put on our life. Just talking to you this morning. Hope there's something getting in. What I believe God's saying by the Spirit is simply this. If we want to be the church that I believe God wants us to be, and I believe he does, I categorically, Danny, feel there's something special here. Absolutely. You might think you're the pastor, you might feel that way. I feel there's something about to break wide open. And I believe the closer and more realistic and spiritually practically we become, the more God is going to pour out his Spirit upon us. I love the fact that I'm not down here. See this lady here? I'm her biggest fan. I'm her biggest cheerleader. I'm bigger than you, Gordon. Don't worry about that. I'm her biggest cheerleader. When she stands here, I want her to be dynamic, and she is. When Danny stands here, I'm his biggest cheerleader. When Tim, when others, we're not in a competition here. Why? Because we desire the same thing. We desire to feed the people of God. We desire to disciple the people of God. Our desire is to raise up people who are greater than we will ever be in the kingdom of God. That's why we come at you with this real thing, this authentic thing, this genuine thing, to be real in the kingdom of God. So, we're not going to be the people of 2,000 years ago who cried Hosanna, then left. We're going to be the dedicated, the committed, the surrendered, the stayers, the ones that hang in, the ones who don't go missing when the going gets tough, but when the going gets tough, they keep on pressing in to the more that God has for them. They keep on pressing through the difficult days and the hard days, because every single one of us in these particular times we are living in, and it was touched on this morning, the decay and immorality in our world is going so fast, you can see it happening before your eyes. Someone has to be the voice that says, the King has come. Jesus has come. The Lord has come and he has not left. So today, I'm going to shut up now. Hallelujah. Because it's a day of celebration and all we're saying is this. In case you missed me at the back. We're going to worship God now. We're going to celebrate Jesus Christ in the house right now, today. We're going to lift up holy hands in the sanctuary today. And let me tell you, I know some of the people in the balcony often say to me, I'm going in the balcony because I can hide. No, you can't. He's omnipresent. Wherever you are, yeah, I love you up there. Don't take that as condemnation. But let us lift holy hands, let us worship him, and when the going gets tough, let the believing child of God really get going, really press through, and let's be role models and examples of who Jesus Christ was for this generation. Pastor Debbie's going to say something next week, and I don't want to steal any thunder, but the word is again for now, is for such a time as this church is here, in this zone, in this place, for this community, for this generation, for your family, for your workplace, for your life. I want to listen to this. Hi, Daniel. Stand up, Daniel. I met Daniel and Nyssa this week, and we had a chat. and he's here at church worshiping with us this morning. God bless you. Oh, and by the way, he's from Ghana. So, are you guys ready? Are you back? Let's stand to our feet. Let us go back 2,000 years. But let us not be like the crowd of 2,000 years. Let us stay the course till Friday. Let us stay the course till Christmas, till next Easter. Let's keep on showing up. Let our worship be an expression of love, joy to the Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Let us not hold back. Let us not worry about the person who's standing next to us or sitting next to us. Because I tell you what, when you go, they'll go with you. That's how it so often works. We're often waiting for one person to get going in the things of God. So you ready? Where's the worship coming from? Our hearts. Our hearts. Father, for these next few moments, let our worship and let our praise be acceptable to you. And Lord, may we not deviate from the course that you have us on, but may we run towards the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. May we stay true to the things of God. And now, Lord, as we worship you, as we surrender ourselves, as we bow the knee, as we give glory to Jesus Christ, who came to save us, to heal us, to set us free, may we worship you from the depth of our souls and hearts today. May there be a cry that resonates from Mossvale Church that says, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I worship you. Jesus, I praise you. Jesus, I adore you. Jesus, I need you. In this place, let the Holy Spirit of God fall. May there once again be tongues of fire in the sanctuary. May there be an outpouring where we're unashamed and unafraid because we've been liberated and set free to manifest the things of the Holy Ghost in this room. So as we worship, we pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you'd have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.